Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it is finally here. World Series game one between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. It feels like this should have started like several days ago, but Major League Baseball made us wait around. But wait no longer, my friends, because tonight will be wondrous. Dodgers and Blue Jays squaring off in Toronto. And, Jinx, we will get into everything we're betting on this game in just a few minutes. But it's wild to me. You look at this matchup, and I think a lot of people are going to call it, like, David versus Goliath. But, like, what's a French name that means David? Would it be, like, David? Like, yes, put a French spin on it, right, since it's Canadian?
I like we're just giving out languages here that probably aren't true.
Nah.
David? Nah. Whatever. I'm not sure. That would be my guess, but I don't really know. I think that's correct.
It is David.
Ah, thank you, Double D. I knew he would know. His name's David. David. Mm.
David. That David. Sounds Spanish to me. I think there is a soccer player by the name of David Villa, or like maybe it's David Villa. I'm not sure. I remember we had to cover training camp for New York City Football Club one year in Fort Myers, okay. And they had all these like former like Europe soccer stars. I was like, oh, it's David Villa. And somebody's like, are you kidding me? Do you ever watch soccer? It's David. I'm like, no, I don't watch soccer because I'm American. Like, what? You're the stupid one for thinking that I did.
When I was, this is many moons ago, when I was a beat reporter for MLS. And I covered DC United. And I mean, we're talking about international rosters here, even in Major League Soccer. So I would have to go down and learn all of the pronunciations because obviously I wanted to nail them and get them right. And it was very, very difficult. Best player on the team at the time was Ben Olsen, who later became head coach. Benny was awesome here in D.C. I was like, well, at least I know Ben Olsen. I can start there. But then I had to build out and learn all of these international pronunciations, and it was tough. And that's the way soccer is.
Yeah, and then I did feel stupid when I did a quick Wikipedia check, and they're like, David Villa is, I'm probably butchering that. I don't care. Whatever, it's soccer.
I call him Dave
Regarded as one of the best strikers of his generation. I was like, how did I miss this? I guess I only know of soccer players if they're, like, married to a Spice Girl or if they have, like, some other thing attached to them. So, sorry. I didn't know who he was.
If it doesn't but include listen, Posh Spice or Baby Spice, I'm not interested.
I mean, fair. Like, I know that's a joke. But it's also true. And it's fine. But luckily for you guys, I do follow baseball players, no matter who they are married to. And we have a great series, I think, on hand between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. So the opening price on this game one matchup is LA minus 150, road favorites, because it should be noted that since the Blue Jays had the best record in baseball or over the Dodgers, they get home field advantage in the first two games of the World Series. Total of 7.5 runs. Blake Snell, who's been lights out so far this postseason, 3-0 with a .86 ERA, gets the ball for LA. Treya Savage goes for Toronto, 2-1 with a 4.20 ERA. Some great starts peppered in there, but also one slip up, but a young guy taking the rubber for Toronto. So, Jenks, when we first got this matchup, like, what were your opening, like, kind of thoughts? Do we think Toronto stands a chance here?
I don't know. There's always a possibility that Yu Savage could just go off. Like, I love watching him pitch with that splitter. It's so nasty. Like, I've watched a few supercuts of just watching that pitch move, because a splitter moves unlike any pitch in baseball, and I'm just some sort of baseball basic fan. But you don't have to be an expert just to watch the movement there and to see how talented he is. That said, Chelsea, Blake Snell has won us money again and again and again. And early on, before the postseason, I was a little worried about his splits in the playoffs, because if you look at his splits, he's been masterful at home, but then just meh on the road. But man, he picked it up in the postseason. So over his last 21 innings pitched, he's allowed 2 earned runs. That includes 14 consecutive scoreless innings. Shut out the Phillies. I mean, he's done it against high-end teams who can hit the baseball. And so the Blue Jays matched that mold. I believe they were one of the top 3 teams in the second half of the regular season in scoring runs more than 5 per game. But he will not be intimidated by that. He's been in this position for. This is why they signed him during the offseason. I think this is a good price on the Dodgers. And if this game were just a couple days earlier, I might say, okay, the Blue Jays have the momentum. They have a real shot. But this is the real downside to waiting to have a game one of the World Series, because the team with the momentum has their momentum run into a brick wall because they have to just sit and wait. So now they're right there with the Dodgers. The Dodgers, this is a good price on them, I just think, on the money line. So I'm on LA and Snell.
It's really hard to fade the Dodgers.
Yeah,
like,
it
just feels like just about everything goes in their favor. And let's stay on Blake Snell for a second, because for somebody who has won 2 Cy Youngs, it feels like he's pitching even better than the years in which he won the Cy Young. Like, the way he's pitching now, it's not just the fact that he is, you know, blanking the other team's offense in the runs department. It's the fact that he's limiting his walks. Like, last time around against the Brewers, 8 innings with no walks, no free passes. That is a difference that we have seen, because in the past, Blake Snell has kind of, I don't want to say he labors, but he usually walks a few guys, and that's fine. We see that sometimes with strikeout pitchers, but he was just so efficient. But I will say this, if we have one sabotage factor that goes against the Dodgers, it's the fact that some of their things that some of their performances that happened last round, they don't feel repeatable, right?
Yeah.
Like, the Dodgers are really, really good, but like, what are the chances we get 8 innings from Blake Snell? You know, just absolute dominance. What are the chances we get a start from Yamamoto where he goes a complete game? What are the chances we get a game from Ohtani where he hits 3 home runs and strikes out like 10 over 6 innings of work? And then, you know, we haven't even mentioned Tyler Glasnow, but like, he was good.
Yeah.
It's just he wasn't otherworldly. So what are the chances that all 4 of those pitchers repeat these really great performances? Like, that's what I'm stuck on for the Dodgers when it comes to their pitching.
I agree. I will also say that they don't necessarily have to have all those guys stand out to win the World Series, or even just to win this game. Because what I mean by that is they just have so much talent. Like, okay, the fact that all of them sort of came together and had these amazing moments in one series is just the Dodgers peaking, right? Everyone playing at max level. But I will not be surprised if Shohei goes off. I will not be surprised independently if Blake Snell pitches a shutout. I will not be surprised if Yoshi comes out and pitches really well or deep into a game. I don't think all of those things are going to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To happen again in one series. But at the same time, and that's the thing about the Dodgers is, okay, forget about those guys. What if Freddie Freeman loses his mind tonight? What if Mookie Betts has a game for the ages in the World Series? They just have so much talent, and I know it sounds like a broken record. You're like, yes, we know the Dodgers have a lot of talent, but at minus 150 going into a World Series where everyone is playing so well, and we're not even talking about the other guys who are all-stars on this team. Oh, by the way, Teoscar Hernandez, just another guy, just throwing names out there. That's the thing with the Dodgers. It doesn't even have to be these guys because they have these other studs on the team that could form in a similar way and still be the difference.
Well, and the thing is, they don't have to sweep the World Series to win.
Correct.
Because, like, that's the thing. Like, last round, they swept, and all those guys were amazing. But, like, they don't need to sweep, like, to win a World Series. And we wouldn't have even got to the stage where Ohtani was at in that final game of the series if, you know, the other guys weren't contributing. Because, remember, Ohtani did not have a great start to the postseason. So, like, it was other guys who were lifting the Dodgers to wins before that big game for Ohtani. So it's just one of those things where just the depth is there for the Dodgers. And of course, this is what you expect from a team that has a payroll of $321 million. But let's do some, you know, talking about the Blue Jays for a second, okay, because they did reach the World Series. They are a great team, and they're averaging over 6 runs a game this postseason. So if there is a lineup in baseball that maybe can contend with the Dodgers hit for hit, it's the Blue Jays. And they have the hottest hitter in the postseason right now in Vladdy Jr., who could have one of the most historic postseasons if he keeps up these numbers. Because right now, his postseason average is .442, an OPS of 1,400, 6 home runs. He is playing on a different level right now. And we haven't even mentioned George Springer, who hit that massive home run to send the Blue Jays to the World Series, somebody who's won a World Series MVP against the Dodgers. So if anybody has the ammo maybe to go against the Dodgers, the Blue Jays do feel like a tough matchup.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also will say that the Blue Jays, not that all of their momentum has come to an end, I know I suggested that, but they're still playing really good baseball. And I will say, coming off that win against the Mariners were a legit team. Like, the Mariners had a great season. They were great in a postseason. If the Mariners ended up winning the World Series with the talent that they have or had, then I would not have been surprised. So that was a huge win for the Blue Jays. And I do think having a guy like Springer winning in that way was very galvanizing, I feel like, for Toronto. And now that you have a guy, in addition to the other talent on that roster, who has been there, who can kind of be a leader because of his postseason experience and success, I think is massive for them.
All right, so let's talk about some bets for this game. Like, okay, it sounds to me like you're leaning towards the Dodgers. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But what about a total in this game? Because I do think, here's my hypothesis. If there's ever a good spot for an under, it's probably in game one, since both of these teams are rested. Like, the Dodgers have had a week off, but the Blue Jays have had several days to recover as well. They should have their best arms coming out of the pen. And Trey Savage has had some really great games. And we've talked about this when we play the over. Like, the sabotage factor for the over is always, you don't want a starter going like 6+ innings and shutting down the other team. Like, you don't want 6 shutout. That is a huge sabotage factor for an over. So if you see somebody like Blake Snell that's fully capable of that, You see somebody like Tre'Davious Savage, who's fully capable of doing that as well. I think I would lean towards the under here. So I think I don't feel great about it, since we have like the lineups on both sides of the coin who can absolutely score, you know, 7 runs on their own. Like I mentioned, the Blue Jays averaging almost 7 runs a game. But Jenks, how do you feel about a total here?
I think the under's the right side. I think Savage is going to have some success here. I feel like this is going to be one of those games where I think the experience of Snell gives him an extra edge. He's a better pitcher than Savage right now, but Savage also has electric stuff. But because of the two lineups, I feel like this could be an early, you know, 3-2 advantage, 2-1 advantage for one team or the other. Guys might be a little tight, who knows? And then maybe we get some runs late because of this lineup. But especially in a game one, I feel like when everyone's rested and ready to go, that also plays a factor as well. So I don't mind the under. It's juiced that way at minus 120, but that would be my play. I'm like you. I always get a little worried about one team going off, but I think the under is the right side.
I also think that when you have a layoff, it goes in the favor of pitchers. Because pitchers get to recover, they're on extended rest, which usually is a good thing, as opposed to the hitters, which no matter what you do when you're practicing, going against live pitching in a game is very different.
Yeah.
It's a slower start for both of these games. Would you play a first 5 under? Like, I'm not sure if we can get a 4. Like, I think I'm leaning towards a full game under just because you could probably get an 8 for a decent price. But is there a case to be made for a first 5 under?
I think there is. Yeah, absolutely. I'd go with a first 5 under. I think that's probably the way to go, honestly. I just like first 5s, as I always say, because you just take so much extra handicapping out of it. And I'm not talking about the work. I'm just talking about looking at different factors. Whenever you can simplify something and you get the right number, I think that's the real key, too, is can you get a good number in the first 5? And if you, it's probably, what, 3.5? I would imagine.
We can get a 4 for minus 130.
That's it? Juice to the under? Ooh. That's a good play. My only worry is Savage and his youth. Will he be overwhelmed by the moment? I don't think so. He'll be at home. That's going to help. He's done this before, but it's also the World Series. You know, does he understand the gravity now? Has he had time to think about it? Or is he still a kid who's going to be like, whatever, I'm going to be lights out. I have great stuff. I'm playing the Dodgers. This is what I want. It's the only thing that worries me, which is why I like the Dodgers and the money line. I like both bets. Under 4, minus 130, you said? It's a good bet.
I think I like it as well, but I don't think it'll be like an easy one to win. Like, I feel like you're going to be sweating the entire game just because both of these lineups are fully capable with one swing of changing that in a hurry. Because here's the thing about like the last matchup for the Dodgers against the Brewers. The Brewers were not a home run hitting team. Like, in fact, they were towards the bottom 10 of Major League Baseball. I think they ranked 18th in long balls over the course of the regular season. It's not going to be the case with the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have a lot more power, and we know the Dodgers have a ton of power as well. The Dodgers, for the course of the regular season, were top 3 in home runs and OPS. So that is the sabotage factor if you are playing any kind of under tonight. But I still think the logic points to both the full game and the first 5 under. All right, coming up next, it's parlay time. We've got all kinds of parlays on the other end. Stay with us. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.